Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Sammy Murtha, Lumen Christi missionary for the Diocese of Sioux Falls, shares what God has been doing in her life.
The gospel reading today comes from the book of Matthew. Then the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. The foolish ones, when taking their lamps, brought no oil with them, but the wise brought flasks of oil with their lamps. Since the bridegroom was long delayed, they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight there was a cry, "Behold, the bridegroom, come out to meet him." Then all those virgins got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise ones replied, "No, for there may not be enough for us and you. Go instead to the merchants and buy some for yourselves." While they went off to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went into the wedding feast with him. Then the door was locked. Afterwards, the other virgins came and said, "Lord, Lord, open the door for us." But he said in reply, "Amen, I say to you, I do not know you. Therefore, stay awake, for you know neither the day nor the hour." So throughout Matthew, in these parables, right, throughout the 20s of Matthew, we have these parables about the end of the world, right? So these stories all kind of come with a jolting ending that makes us really reflect and question, like, what am I to be doing to prepare for eternity? And this story is definitely in play with the rest of them. But these parables can kind of be jolting and seem, sometimes I can get really caught up in the details of kind of the gracelessness that I see take place in some of these stories. And I think that's one, this is definitely a particular one that catches my attention, specifically in the way that how the bridegroom was late, right? And how the bridesmaids or the virgins, they are waiting for the bridegroom and they all get drowsy, they all fall asleep. But the unwise ones, right, the foolish ones, they don't have what they need. And so they like turn to the other virgins and they say like, "Oh, give us some of yours." And I just like, it hurts inside when they're like, no, like, "We don't want to share, like, get your own," kind of thing. Like, go send off. And so they do, and they miss their opportunity, and then they go run to the feast and to the wedding feast, and they go to the bridegroom, and they say, "Let us in." And he says, "I don't know who you are." And it's just like this very disappointing journey where we can all kind of feel like, oh, well, I forget things a lot, or like, I'm ill-prepared often. Like, am I unworthy of heaven? Right? The story can kind of make me anxious because I feel like it kind of plays into my humanness too much. But I think there's things we overlook when we just look at the harsh reality of what's taking place in the story, when we just look at these details that seem kind of overwhelming. But to first think about, like, what is a role of the virgins, right? Or bridesmaids, right? In other translations, for a wedding feast at this time, their role was to welcome the bridegroom when he came. And how were they supposed to do that? The way that they were going to welcome the bridegroom was to stay awake and to greet him with their lamps, right? To light the way and walk to the wedding feast. And when the bridegroom arrives, which their role is to greet him, they're gone. Right? They missed the opportunity to be with him. And obviously we know that's because they didn't have the thing that they thought they needed to greet him. But I think about that, like, what was their job? Well, their job was to greet him. And they were distracted by the thing that they needed to get there. They were distracted by a means to the end. And I really do think that's what this parable is showing us, is not that we aren't allowed to make mistakes or be confused or be unprepared or just fall into our own human nature. Those things will take place in our lives. But the question is rather, like, what is our role? What are we made for? You know, why are we here on earth? Like, what are we doing? And we sit in that place where we're intended to be loved by God and to love others, right? To serve the poor, to care for those, visit the sick and imprisoned, right? The corporal works of mercy, and also our spiritual ways that we grow closer to Him, to live in this relationship with Him and to like become the person of Christ, right? Like, we, our lives are to become Christ. And when we get distracted by the things of life, we might go try to buy oil for our lamps and miss the bridegroom. Not because we're just human and we forget things, but because we're actually just focusing so intensely on the path or what we need to do, and we're not focusing on the bridegroom himself. We're not focusing on Christ himself, which is actually what I believe this parable is showing us. Today I had the opportunity, I kind of stopped back at the university in Vermilion to see some friends and classmates and stuff, because I'm taking the year off and I'm doing, being a missionary for the Sioux Falls Diocese with Lumen Christi, and so I'm not going to be a student this fall. And I sat down and I had lunch with a group of women, and they were individuals who maybe don't necessarily know my or kind of understand why I'd make the decision that I did. They're very skeptical, you know, like, what are you doing? You're going to finish college. Like, you need to graduate. These questions, you know, they're very confused by this choice that I made in my life to be a missionary. And it seems very reckless and inappropriate to leave college right before you graduate. And I just, after this lunch, I was being asked questions of like, well, what's your next move? Like, what are you going to do after this year? Like, this year will be fun, but like, what's the next thing? And I found that I walked away and I was like, why did this conversation weigh on me so heavily? I felt so kind of heavy and just distraught by that conversation. And as I went to prayer and I reflected on it, I realized this because the conversation was only about the distractions of life, right? Things are good. School's good. Graduating college is good. Jobs are good. And many of these things can be used to serve the Lord. But when we get too focused on those things, if I get too focused on like, I just need to like have a game plan, have a 5-year plan to know what I'm going to do next, and only focus on a means to the end, I'm failing to see what is to take place. I'm failing to become Christ. I'm failing to greet the bridegroom when he comes. Even though I may be unprepared for this next year, for the realities of what's going to take place in my life, for the calls that the Lord will give me, I may be unprepared. But all he's asking me to do is to greet him and to receive him and what's taking place in my life right now. So my invitation today is that eternity is now. Welcome the bridegroom into your life now and become Christ. Become the person of Christ, that when people see you, they only can see Christ because of the love and the outpouring you have for others, the way that every move that you make is focused towards him and you're living solely for him. Let us pray. Lord, we ask for your grace to be one with you, to be seen as you and to be known as you and to know you in our lives. Lord, we love you. And we ask that you grace us so many blessings today and that we may be in eternity with you. Amen.
Hey everyone, this is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Come Follow Me and the With You Always podcast. I wanted to take a minute to invite you to check out the Come Follow Me online community. We've developed this community to further fulfill our mission of assisting disciples on the journey. You can join groups or start one of your own, participate in community discussions, and even join online programs and courses. The community is free and is growing quickly. Whether you're just getting started in the faith or you are leading others, this community is here to support you. Check it out now at comefollow.me/community. Hi, everyone. My name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.